This is Micha Kat for Make Netherlands Great Again. Yeah, we're looking here at the infamous black book of Jeffrey Epstein. And we see here this name, Charlene and Michel de Carvalho. And this is very interesting and very stunning also, because this woman, Charlene Carvalho, she is the most important executive of the most famous beer brand in the world, Heineken. We see it here on the Wikipedia, Charlene de Carvalho Heineken. She is major shareholder and director of Heineken Holding. This is, of course, very, very stunning and alarming that such an important business woman, one of the leading business people in the Netherlands, and one of the richest also, because here it says that her assets have been estimated now at 5.4 billion in 2012 and 7.2 billion in 2013. That here now it is 2.5 billion. Well, these are amazing numbers that this woman is in the black book of Jeffrey Epstein. But what makes it even more stunning is that her father, the former CEO of the company, is also in the black book. And this was Mr. Freddie Heineken. We see him here in the same black book. So this is maybe the only instance of a father and a daughter together that are in the black book of Mr. Jeffrey Epstein. Here we see the father, Mr. Freddie Heineken. When he was a young person, he is basically the one that made the company, one of the famous beer brands in the world. So this will immediately, of course, lead to draw a picture of the backgrounds of this company. And then the first thing we have to note about Heineken is that there are very close ties between Heineken and the royal family. Here we see Freddie Heineken, so this guy is also in the black book from Epstein together with his daughter. Here we see him together with Prince Bernhard, the famous founder of Bilderberg. And it is also reported in the Netherlands that these are very strong rumors that Heineken was in a romantic relationship with the wife of this person, the former queen of the Netherlands, Beatrix, and that they had together a son, Friso, who died under very, very suspicious circumstances a couple of years ago, 6 years ago. So this is just the rabbit hole here is so deep. Of course, the whole Bilderberg connection is also very important. And then, of course, we also have that Heineken, the company, is the ownership structure of Heineken is very, very strange and totally not in line with a company of this size. Here it says employees, more than 80,000 turnover, 26, nearly 27 billion. Here it says Heineken is structured as an impenetrable fort. It's totally protected like no other company from hostile takeovers. And here it says whatever happens in the big shareholder meeting, the shareholders can do anything, the family decides always. So this is also very, very strange from this company. And then, of course, another thing is, which is very, very interesting and very alarming, is that Heineken famously was abducted in the beginning of the 80s. And this is also something in the Netherlands which is totally deep state affair. The truth has never really come out, but rumors will have it that this whole abduction of Heineken basically was organized by, of course, this guy as a revenge for the fact that Heineken was in this romantic relationship with the queen and that he had a son together, and he was afraid that Heineken would like replace him as the king, like the king-like of the Netherlands. Well, these are just some backgrounds about Heineken and the company. And also we have to note that Heineken had this guy who's in the black book, had a very, very famous or even to so-called bad reputation of sexual debauchery. It was reported that he had prostitutes coming over to his office in his headquarters that gave him blowjobs on the middle of the day. A famous Dutch singer is connected to this. He had a boat also in France in the Côte d'Azur, where he received a lot of famous people, and maybe a little bit like Epstein Island. And also the Queen was guest there many times. Well, you know, this is just, these are all backgrounds which should give cause to major, major alarm. And now we see the name of this basically most important person of the Heineken Company in Epstein's Black Book, together with her deceased father, former CEO. And this is, of course, extremely, extremely alarming. Well, we tell you all this in the hope that in the end we can make the Netherlands a little bit greater again. Yeah, see you next time.